This week, we're laning in Shul, Parshas Parah, the third Parsha of the Arba Parshas. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Yesh Oimrim, She Parsha Zohar, Parshas Parah, Dumo, Chayovim Likroisa Midaraisa. Some say that you need to die the same way. We all know the Parsha Zohar is Daraisa, also Parshas Parah is also Daraisa. So says the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch over here in Tafresh Peyei says the name of Yesh Oimrim. Some say it. But interesting enough, when he brings it in Hilchos, and he brings it over here, here in Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about stopping in the middle of Kriyas Torah and learning other things. So he says, can you stop? Maybe you can learn in the middle, Kiddush Tayim Yikavecha Targum. And then in the middle he says over there, that's the Chose Eino Inya in the Pasha Zohar, Pasha Sparo, Shem Be'asoro Midoraisa. You can't, don't equate over here with Zohar and Paro, which are Deraisa, Shetzich L'chavin V'l'shoyim M'mipi HaKoyer. They have to listen to the Koyer. So there, by us, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, it has Yesh Oimrim. There in Kriya Sevetari, the Shulchan Aruch says, Zohar, Pasha, Zohar and Pasha Sparo are Deraisa. So first of all, right away, the Achorim jump on the Shulchan Aruch and say, what's the marker of the Pashas Parah Daraisa? Where does it come from? So in the Bishayisef, he's quoting a Tosis. Tosis in, there's Tosis in two places, Tosis in Megillah, and Tosis in Brochus. The Tosis there speaks about which things mean Daraisa you have to read. And Tosis brings a whole list of things. Like, there's Mikubikurim, Saita, but wait, but and what do you, is anything you have to learn in Shul? So Tosis brings there Pashas Zohar, and he doesn't mention Pashas Parah. Tosis that we have. But Lamai said there's Gersaris, there's other, you know, other versions that they do bring Pashas Parah. First of all, there's Tosis HaRosh, which, you know, we know Tosis and Tosis HaRosh all belong to the same Pesmedrish to a certain degree. And there it does mention Tosis Pashas Zohar, Pashas Parah. The Ritva and Megillah also. Ritva Megillah is very mefarish. He says there's so Pashas, and he goes, it's not like maybe in Tosis you can see it got stuck in the middle. Because it said Pasha Zohar, U Pasha Sparo. And the Ritva is written in two separate sentences. There's Pasha Zohar is something you need to do Midoraisa, and Pasha Sparo is something you need to do Midoraisa. That's how the Ritva writes. So you have a bunch of Rishonim that are mentioning the Pasha Sparo is Midoraisa. Now what bothers all many of the Achronim is what's the source? You have Pasha Zohar, you have Zohar, don't forget. So you learn from there. The Gemara in Megillah tells us there's three places where you need to have an Indian of remembering Amalek. You have to do one time, twice, three times. You have to mention it. So we have Pesukim to tell us to lay in Zohar. But Pashas Parah, what's the source? Where is the Makor that you have to lay in Pashas Parah in the Torah? At least the way the Shulchan Aruch says. The truth is, I just to mention, the Magen Avraham is quoting the Shlo, that the Shlo says, Beshlo Eirich the Tzadish Pashas Parah ain't a Doraisa. And that many Achrayim hold, it's not the rice. But the Maizu Shalom says, yes, and we have many Rishayim to say that way. So what is the source to say that Pashas Parah is the rice? The Torah is requiring us to lay in Pashas Parah. What's the source? So the Maizu will just bring here two of the Achrayim, what they say. And then maybe just suggest something else. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to say, the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, that if you look at in Chumash, in the Chumash land, but the Chumash, it says that the word, there is the words Chukas Oilom in Pashas Parah. When we lay on Shabbos, you're going to see that the word Chukas Oilom comes twice. What does Chukas Oilom mean? It's forever. Brings the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Medrash says, Chukas Oilom teaches you that you need that Parah Aduma for all the generations. But it says Chukas Oilom twice. What's the other Chukas Oilom? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the second Chukas Oilom is to tell you, tell you have to lay it for all the generations. We have it for all the years to come. It's forever and ever. Wow, it's ever forever. I know a Parah Aduma. It's forever because you have a Kriyas Pashas Parah Aduma. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Meshech Chochma in Pashas Chukas, he has a whole cheshbon. It's a little more complicated. Mm-hmm. He says the Gemara in the beginning of Yuma tells us that in last week's Pasha, Pasha Tzav, in the Parsha of the Miluim, it says over there that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron HaKohen to do all the Miluim of the 8 days what you have to do. And it says over there is one Pasuk where he mentions You have to do it as you did. Something like that. And the Gemara learns from there two things. You have to do Yom Kippur, and you have to do Por Aduma. So Por Aduma and Yom Kippur are equated in that pasuk. Later, the Gemara says that from that same parasha you learn that you need to lay the Torah in the Beis Hamikdash Yom Kippur. Because it says, Zeh Dover Shatziva, Zeh Dover is a dibur. You have to say something. From the same parasha. So it says the Meshech Chochma, in the same parasha it mentions Por Aduma and Yom Kippur in one pasuk. And that same parasha it says, Zeh Dover, you have to have a dibur. So the same way you have a dibur by Yom Kippurim, they have to lay Yom Kippur in Beis Hamikdash. Also, you have to have a dibur by Paraduma, you have to lay Paraduma. Okay, so that is another maybe source which is not mentioned. And the Rishonim, the Mishchachma, the Rishonim tried to find where do we find a source in Paraduma that you need to lay it in, and you have to read the Torah in Shul even today. I was thinking that maybe there's another source. Maybe one could say another Pshat. There is a fascinating Rashi, a strange Rashi. Everybody's bothered by Rashi in Bishalach. And before we get to that Rashi, the Gemara tells us in Gittin, the Gemara says that I mentioned yesterday in Shir that we have this week, we have Pasha Shmini and Pasha Par Aduma come together. It's unique. It doesn't happen every week. Because Pasha Shmini, because usually Pasha Par, if it's not a Ibuyar, so Pasha's Parah is going to be, the Pasha's Shmini will be always after Pesach. Even in Hebrew, your Pasha's Parah could be Pasha's Tzav, it could be a different week. So it's not always happens together. What is Pasha's Shmini? Pasha's Shmini is the Yom HaShmini, when they build a Mishkan, which was what? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. One of the Pashas that were given to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Gemara in Gittin tells us there were 10 Pashas given that day. Eight parshas. The one of Levi, Shmoina parshas Nemru b'Yoyim Shukam b'Mishkan. The day the Mishkan was built, Yoyim Shmini, there were eight parshas. And the Gemara goes on to say a whole list. One of them is Uparshas Parvel. Parshas Parvel was given also the day the Mishkan was built. Right? What comes out? Yoyim Shmini and Parshas Parvel come together. You know, this week so happens to be that we have it really together. Rashi says there, why is Parshas Parvel given that day? Because Rashi explains, you can't do Paraduma until you have the Mishkan. So, before the Mishkan came, there's no way to do Paraduma. So that's what was given that day. Right? The Koidim Lechel Lechel Asoy. So the Bein of Yisrael Pneichel Pnei Olmo has to be in the Mishkan. And therefore, when you build the Mishkan, that's when you get Pasha's Parah. That's what Rashi says in Gittin Mefeirish, Pasha's Paraduma is given when the Mishkan is built. Because you can't do before, because you can't do Paraduma before. Right? That's what Rashi says. Rashi in Bishalach, when it says, Mara, it says, when Am Yisrael came to the place called Mara, it says, Shav Sam Lo Yichoyko Mishpat. Mara teaches us, the Gemara says, the Mechilta says, that Am Yisrael learned some mitzvahs in Mara. Which mitzvahs we learn in Mara? So Rashi says, B'mara Nitalin Mikses Pashio Shatur, some Pashio give it to Am Yisrael. She says, Kubayim, Shabbos, Paraduma, Vedinim. Shabbos, Paraduma, Vedinim. That's what Rashi says. So the Mefarshim are bothered by this Rashi. The Gurari is Rami Shalak screaming at Rashi because the Gemara does not mention Paraduma, and also the Mechilta doesn't mention Paraduma. So why is Rashi mention Paraduma over here? Question of Rashi: what's the source of Rashi? But Rashi says the Paraduma is given tomorrow. Rashi, of course, is stealing Rashi. Rashi tells in Gittin the Paraduma was not given until when? Until Chodesh Nisan, because you can't do it before. So what's another Paraduma mentioned tomorrow? Chodesh Stama contradiction in Rashi. So I saw someone many discussing this question. Where does Rashi come? Why does he say it? How do you put these two things together? Maybe one could suggest, maybe, that the Rashi is telling us here there's two demon paraduma. It's paraduma to do the paraduma. It says Rashi, paraduma to do is only once the Mishkan is built. Until the Mishkan is not built, there's nothing to do. But then there's another paraduma given before. Why is that given to us? What do you do paraduma if you can't give it? If you can't do it? Yeah, paraduma just to learn it. Just to read it. The Paraduma that was given in tomorrow was given to Am Yisrael to learn it. That was what the Torah gave us, a Pasha, that you can't do. So what do you have? Just to learn. Maybe that's the source you need to have, Pasha's Paraduma, to learn it. The source is according to Rashi, that you have tomorrow was given Paraduma. Without doing it, means what do you do with Paraduma? You learn the Pasha. So maybe that's the source. So the Maisa comes out, maybe, and not just three sources to tell us, maybe where the Shulchan Aruch and other Rishonim tell us, that Paraduma is Deraisa. Now, mine of Kamina, if it's Deraisa or not. So we're going to start mentioning what Shulchan Aruch says. First of all, Shulchan Aruch tells us that if it's Deraisa, you have to be very careful not to miss it. So Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Oyimim Shabash Zora Bash Paraduma Chavim Lekorsa Midaraisa. Therefore, Lefika Bnei Yeshuv and Shein Lein Minyan, Tzichim Lovoy Lamako Shesh Minyan Beshabas Salalu, you have to be very careful to hear these two pashas. So Zohar, we all know. We have to come to hear Zohar. Maybe even more than Megillah. But Paraduma, that's the Chiddush. Paraduma is the Raisa. You have to make a special effort to hear it. Connected to the Shulchan Aruch we mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch regarding Kriyas HaTorah, there's all the Inyanim can you, you know, learn doing Kriyas HaTorah, can you do Shtai Mekar Rechatag, do Kriyas HaTorah, that's in a regular Pasha. Pasha's Paraduma and Zohar will be the only two exceptions where a person has to listen very carefully. There's one more thing, the Bach and the Taz, they say, the Taz discusses over here, can a katan, a boy under the age of 13, can he be the one going up to the Torah when Maftir, when you go to do Pasha Zohar? So in general, the Taz when he says that really we meet here today and a kotah could be oyla leminyan shiva. You can have a kotah go to the Torah, where the Torah. Our meaning is we don't know aliyah. We have no aliyah for a kotah except for maftir. After we allow a kotah to go, many places you know bar mitzvah before his bar mitzvah he's going to go up to aliyah. You know the shas before his bar mitzvah. And I have to show how many people go. I have to get aliyah maftir. What about zocher paraduma? So it says, so the Taz brings, the Bach says he should not do it. The Kotah should not do it. So the Taz says, why not? What's the problem? He's not laning, someone else is laning. He's just doing the bracha. So he says, you see from here, says the Taz, that you need to do not only the Kriya, but you also have to have the bracha. It's part of the mitzvah. Not only to lane the Torah, but also to have the bracha on it. Which is a chiddush of the Taz, and you know, most of Chayim disagree with the Taz. But the Taz holds, and that's part of it. That's when the rabbi comes and announces the Pasha Zohar, you have to have kavana to be yoitz the Pasha and the Bracha too. When you be yoitz the Taz, he's the Bracha too. The Chura, according to that, it should be the same thing with Pasha's Parah. Pasha's Parah, you need to have kavana to be yoitz the Pasha with the Bracha. And the Bracha will be enough community, you can have a katan doing it. So that will be another Chumra that comes out with Pasha's Parah. One thing which is open with this will end, is that there is another discussion, do women have to hear Pasha Zohar? And the whole discussion is based on the fact, why should women not have to hear Pasha Zohar? Because maybe they don't have to do Mechiyas Samolik. It's based on the Chinuch, they don't have to do Mechiyas Samolik. Pasha Zohar, we don't have that. Will woman be chayav to hear Pasha Zohar? What will be the reason not? Because they don't have to do Paraduma. But if the source of Pasha Zohar has nothing to do with Paraduma, you just have to lane it, is it a mitzvah tishas ban groma? I don't know. If Pasha Zohar is not considered to be mitzvah tishas ban groma, unless you have the problem of the war, so Chur should be the same thing with Parah. We don't find the woman or Mak, we don't find anybody that says it, the woman have to come in here Pasha's Parah. So this is something maybe open for discussion. If you hold it to their right, so why women should not be chad to do it, according to that, Palamaisa comes out to be that most of Chayim hold it's not their right, so there is more to be made of. But if you want, anybody wants to be yoitzah, all the shittas, obviously the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is deraisa. And so many we show him all, the Pasha's Parah is deraisa. Yeah.